You know what I love when I find a new restaurant that I didn't know anything about, and every once in a while I sit down and I'm like, God, how did I not know this place existed? Whether it's deep fried chicken, which always seems to be my forte, or some type of poutine that I've never had, I am an absolute poutine fiend, and anytime that I get a chance to find a new place that's got a new variant on that, I am all for it. But today, let us welcome Richard Wolak. He's the editor and publisher of VancouverFoodster.com, ready to let you know, heading into the long weekend, about a couple new trendy places. Richard, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And you are not going to find poutine today, though. So no poutine.
That is okay. I need to diversify. I can't just eat poutine every day.
But you will find some great new spots around the city and outside of the city that people can check out. The first one is actually, I dined there last night. It's called Vivace on the Drive, a great name. It took over a spot that used to be Federico's. People will remember Federico's was there for 22 years.
Yes.
It closed right when the pandemic started, and then it turned into something called Osita. That was short-lived, and now it's been replaced. It's called Vivace on the Drive. It opened a month ago, and it's phenomenal. I was really impressed last night watching the service. The servers were totally on it, friendly, and talking to everybody. The owner was going around to table to welcome everybody, greet them and talk to people, which was that you don't see very often anyway. And Chef Rory is behind in the kitchen cooking up kind of a European type of food, European cuisine / Italian. And it just had a great groove in there. Lots of people coming in. They had live music. They've got live music nightly now, and just different nights have different kinds of music. So last night was kind of like a 1920s, 30s, 40s, got a bit of a jazz beat to it. Mm. And you can tell that kind of crowd was coming in, and people really enjoyed it. So it's like back to like the old supper club days, but of course, completely different, not like like what it was. It was really good. And prices too. I looked at prices of the food, and you know, the downtown restaurants are quite expensive now. You look around and you see like, wow, like, you know, prices of fish dishes are in the 30s and 40s, and here it's not. Here it's like the late 20s. So I thought that was really good on them to go not super high and get people in there that can come in and enjoy a meal.
You know, I remember dancing at Federico's once or twice with my wife and her parents as well, and there's a real nostalgia to that space. So I'm so glad you told me that there's somebody that's going to give that particular spot a go, because I really feel like that's a big fixture on commercial.
Well, I agree. It is. And, you know, they've completely redone it. It's beautiful inside. It's totally updated from what it was. But, you know, I understood that the building that it's situated in is 120 years old. So it's been there a long time. So that's part of the heritage of Commercial Drive. So it's great to see a new vibrant place come along that's sort of taken over from what Federico's was. Federico's only there for 22 years. But it was there long enough that, of course, yourself went and a lot of people had gone there. And now people are back and come in and for some really good food. So I tried some of the food, and my favorite dishes last night were actually the gnocchi was a standout. I actually loved it so much that the people next to me were trying to decide on what to order, and I said, order the gnocchi. And then they did, and then another table did as well. So, you know, that kind of catches on when someone finds something they like. And then other people are like, I want that, I want it. So that was really good. And the sockeye salmon was also delicious. As was their dessert. So this is something I wouldn't order this too often. The banoffee pie, because I'm not a huge fan of bananas and all that kind of stuff, but this was phenomenal. Completely different. It was served in a glass container, and it had kind of like the bottom kind of crusting to it. It was delicious. So really, really good on them for doing that.
Very good. So Vivace on the Drive, 1728 Commercial. Let me take you from Commercial Drive, Richard, to Main Street, which is a hotbed for good food these days. But, you know, one type of food that I always think Vancouver is either hit and miss, and I think this might be hit, is ramen.
Correct. I agree. And this spot is actually the old bird location that was there for a few years. Now it's called Ramen Kunturi. This is very, I thought it was very simple, but they're only doing four different kinds of ramen. They've got four bowls on the menu, like that's it. Their specialty here is a chicken broth. So you'll find like a creamy chicken broth, one I had for one of them. There's another one which is a chicken and seafood broth, but kind of have the same idea throughout, just different flavor variations. So it's keeping it very simple. So you can kind of go in, you go like, I want this ramen, I want this one, I want this one. They have some cocktails and that kind of thing as well, but they're keeping it simple. So I thought that was an interesting move as opposed to going to another ramen place, maybe downtown, that might have 20 or 25 different variations on the menu, and it's super confusing. But this way, they've done it simple. People are coming in or dining. It's been open about a month or so now, I believe. And it was also really good. So nice, you know, a hip place. It's up Ryler Park neighborhood. So it's a bit further south than all the other ones that are down towards, you know, like towards Broadway and that kind of thing. So a bit further up. But I think they're doing a really nice job there.
I didn't realize Old Bird was out of business. I learned something every day. Okay. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to make it to Gibson's today, but I do want you to take me to Hornby Street. There's a new Mexican kitchen doing good things.
Yeah, so Tololache took over the old La Taqueria location on Hornby. Beautiful job. They've just done a great job. So it's more of a casual spot, so you can just go in. You can go in anytime, no reservations. Just go in and order whatever you'd like. They'll have it ready for you. They'll call you by number. They'll deliver it to the table. So you've got tacos, burritos, rice bowls. And one of my favorite dishes there was the mole chicken taquitos. Really good. The mole itself was really good, and that was a great dish. Go have it by yourself or go share it with someone and get some other dishes. But they're open for lunch. They're open for kind of an early dinner right now, and they're about to open for breakfast starting in September. So like right when people go back to school, they'll be offering back breakfast as well because it's kind of more of a downtown business area there. So it's good. But I do want to mention Gibson's really fast, though.
Let's do it.
Going over to Gibson's, the Bay, it's called the Bay in Gibson's. It's right in the main heart of there. And it's all about pizza, and they've got some other dishes as well, but really good pizza. They're doing a phenomenal job. So anyone going over to Gibson's, going over Sunshine Coast from Vancouver, this is a great, fun spot to stop in and get some pizza.
And it's just called the Bay.
It's called the Bay. That's it. And it's actually chefs. One of the chefs that owns it is from Vancouver. He had worked in many restaurants around the city for years and then saw an opportunity over on the Sunshine Coast and took it and went over and opened it. And they were, I mean, the night I was in, it was packed. It was like full of all these locals, all these regulars that either live over there or people were coming over from the city and they wanted to have it's kind of a fun room. They've got these crazy artwork all over the place and ghetto blasters on the walls from the years back and you know, kind of a fun decor with patio inside patio outside. There's a few different ones and then inside dining. So you can get cocktails, you can get beer, you can get pizza, but they also have these really good meatballs and really good garlic bread and Caesar salad as well.
I love it. I'm glad I'm finished working 10 minutes here. I feel hungry, a lot more hungry than I was 10 minutes ago. Richard, thank you for this. Let's do this again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.